Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 1st. You'll be interested to know. 135 years ago, today in 1890, Yosemite National Park was established in Yosemite Valley, California, marking a landmark in conservation and human stewardship of natural beauty. This event celebrates the visionary effort to preserve majestic wilderness, inspiring generations to cherish and protect our planet, and it stands as a testament to human achievement in environmental guardianship. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning it's looking fair with 2+ feet waves. Conditions will shift to choppy as the day goes on, with winds picking up from onshore at 6 miles per hour by late morning. Expect those winds to increase to 12 miles per hour by 1 p.m., making for a bumpy surface. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 9 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 4 feet, just after 7:30 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at 11:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start fair on Thursday with waves at 2 to 3+ feet and light north winds. Friday remains clean with 3+ foot sets early, but choppy conditions develop by afternoon. Saturday holds size at 2 to 4 feet, but expect fair conditions throughout the day, making it the most consistent option of the period. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 65 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:34, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 75 and a light northwest wind blowing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, with a low around 62 and a light breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 76 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday through Sunday, stay mostly sunny with highs slipping to the low 70s and nights, mostly in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego City Council could approve a proposal on Tuesday to raise water rates by 63% by 2029, with wastewater rates increasing by 31%. If approved, the first increase will take effect in January, impacting all meter sizes similarly. For instance, the monthly water service charge for a 1-inch meter will rise from $46 to $80 over the next 4 years. City officials emphasize that rising costs to purchase water from the San Diego County Water Authority are driving these increases, which are necessary to address critical challenges and maintain service quality. The council will discuss these proposed rate hikes at its session at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Now on to sports. In Miami Gardens, Florida, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill will not need another surgery after undergoing a major procedure to repair his dislocated left knee and multiple torn ligaments, including his anterior cruciate ligament. His agent said, Hill's surgery went very well according to his doctors. He added, it's about rehabilitation, and he will play next season, with a realistic goal set for the start of the season. Hale suffered the injury during the team's 27-21 victory over the New York Jets and was taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. Coach Mike McDaniel stated he has heard good things about any potential nerve damage to Hale's knee. And the Dolphins will need to replicate Hale's production as they look to rebound from a 1-3 start to the season. In local sports. Yesterday afternoon at Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Padres lost to the Cubs 3-1 in Game 1 of the Wild Card Series. Bogaerts doubled home Merrill for the Padres' only run, while Suzuki and Kelly hit back-to-back homers to lead the Cubs. Cavetta took the loss after giving up 3 runs over 5 innings. The Friars finished with 4 hits and 0 errors, leaving 4 runners on base. This afternoon for Game 2, Gillen Cease is 8-12 with a 4.55 earned run average, faces Andrew Kittredge, who is 4-3 with a 3.4. First pitch is scheduled for 12:08. Expect a mild 70 degrees and partly sunny weather for this afternoon's matchup. In top news, doctors recommend adjusting your thermostat for better sleep quality, with the optimal temperature being between 65 and 67 degrees. Many adults find it challenging to sleep comfortably, with 57% reporting being too hot and 37% being too cold. Experts emphasize that a cooler room aids the body's natural cooling process, promoting deeper sleep cycles. To enhance sleep, consider closing curtains during the day, turning down the thermostat, and choosing breathable bedding. Additionally, engaging in regular exercise and maintaining a consistent sleep schedule can contribute to improved sleep quality. In business news, billionaire investors are making headlines as Saudi Arabia and President Donald Trump's son-in-law are purchasing a Bay Area video game giant for $55 billion. The acquisition of Redwood City-based Electronic Arts would mark the largest leveraged buyout by a private equity group in history. Electronic Arts is known for popular franchises like Madden NFL, The Sims, and Battlefield. Despite facing layoffs and canceled games, analysts see potential in the company as Saudi Arabia diversifies its investments. Jared Kushner expressed excitement about the deal, citing his admiration for Electronic Arts and its legacy. The agreement awaits shareholder and regulatory approval, expected to finalize in the second quarter of 2026. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $114,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $4,200. And XRP is down 1% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Are mosquitoes attracted to beer drinkers? Scientists conducted research at a music festival to find out. Their study examined how beer, sunscreen, diet, and other factors correlate with mosquito attraction. Findings suggest that certain behaviors, such as drinking beer and avoiding sunscreen, may increase susceptibility to bites. While not yet peer-reviewed, this is the largest study to investigate the impact of hygiene and intoxication on mosquito preferences. Understanding mosquito attraction is crucial, as they spread deadly diseases like malaria and dengue. Researchers found that participants who drank alcohol or did not use sunscreen were more likely to attract mosquitoes. Avoiding beer or certain social habits may not reliably prevent bites, so protective measures remain essential. And in entertainment news, in the new crime comedy, Bad Man, John William Scott takes center stage as Special Agent Bobby Gaines, who arrives in the tiny town of Colt Lake, Tennessee, to handle a murder case. The film, which surprisingly blends humor with crime, features a local cop, Sam Evans, and his deputy, who struggle to keep up with Gaines' unorthodox methods. The screenplay, while predictable toward the end, showcases quirky characters and sharp dialogue that add flavor. Directed by Michael Diliberti, Bad Man will be available on digital platforms starting September 22nd. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American conservationist and author, John Muir. And he said, "In every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.